Tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, disputes between a UN agency and Israel are stopping aid from reaching millions of people in the Gaza Strip. What does it mean for the Palestinians who live there? That's after a short break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says Israel will no longer allow their food convoys from entering northern Gaza, where people are dying of hunger. UNRWA has called the decision outrageous and says Israel is making it intentional to obstruct life-saving assistance during a man-made famine.
On Sunday, Israeli authorities told the United Nations it would no longer approve the passage of any food convoys into northern Gaza.
I believe when we are confronted to a situation of a man-made famine, the response is an easy response.
Philippe Lazzarini is the Commissioner General of UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency.
Is political will, and the political will needs to be translated with the opening of all the land crossing into Gaza. It is easy to flood Gaza with food. It is easy to reverse, in fact, this trend. And I also believe that it is definitely a stain in our collective humanity that such a situation is artificially unfolding under our eyes.
But last week, Philippe Lazzarini was denied entry into the Gaza Strip by Israel.
He was trying to get into Gaza. The Israelis blocked him. My understanding is that he was with Sigrid Karg, the senior humanitarian and reconstruction coordinator for the United Nations, and she also refused to go in because Philippe had been blocked.
Chris Gunness was the spokesperson for UNRWA from 2007 until 2020.
It's essential he goes in because UNRWA has massive life-saving services in Gaza. And, you know, the man in charge of the whole operation needs to go. Over 160 staff have been killed. There's terrible situation facing UNRWA. And it's absolutely essential that the man in charge should be there with his staff.
So what does UNRWA do?
A huge amount of what it does is education for over 500,000 children across the Middle East, primary health, again, across the Middle East, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, the West Bank and Gaza, and relief and social services. But on top of that, it does emergency work where the situation dictates, for example, at the moment in Gaza, where there are perhaps as many as 1 million people wanting food, shelter, water, and other humanitarian and emergency services.
Since Israel began its military response to Hamas's 7th of October terrorist attack, more than half of Gaza's population have been living in shelters provided by UNRWA. And in some form or other, almost the entire population now rely on UNRWA for basic necessities like food and water. More than 13,000 people work for UNRWA in Gaza, which makes it the largest relief body operating there.
Once the war started, many of those were pulled down to the south. So whereas before the 7th of October, UNRWA had great spread across the Gaza Strip, that's been significantly reduced. And most of its operations today are taking place in the south, principally around Rafah and Khan Yunis, just further north of it.
Limited operations in the north, on top of the now banned food convoys, bring the risk of famine even closer for those still living there.
So visas are being refused, goods are being refused. And quite honestly, the UN never really finds out what the reasons are. And that has allowed Israel, unfortunately, to massively reduce the number of trucks. There were 500 plus going in every day before the 7th of October. Now they're lucky if they get to over 100.
So why is Israel in dispute with UNRWA?
The U.S. has paused funding to the U.N. agency that is actually providing aid to the Palestinians after the stunning allegation that 12 U.N. workers took part in the Hamas terror attack on October 7.
In January, Israeli authorities claimed that a handful of UNRWA workers were involved in the 7th of October attack. It also said it believed around 10% of UNRWA workers were affiliated with Hamas or another militant group called Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Israel claimed to have evidence including text messages and intercepted phone calls, but that hasn't been independently verified. A US intelligence assessment found, quote, low confidence that the UNRWA staff were involved in the attack and doubted Israel's claims of wider collaboration between Hamas and the agency. It also said the reality of Hamas's control in Gaza means UNRWA can't avoid interacting with the group in order to deliver humanitarian aid. And UNRWA says it doesn't have the capability to vet its own employees, but provides an annual staff list to the Israelis. We'll have more after the break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. This podcast is sponsored by EY. Senior business leaders in the UK are keen to harness AI, but there's a complex regulatory maze emerging globally. The OECD, a group of the world's richest countries, which includes the UK, has adopted a new set of principles to ensure that AI operates in a way that's safe, fair, and trustworthy. The principles are wide-ranging, but in essence, call for AI systems to be designed in a way that respects the rule of law and human rights, and says there should be transparency around their use. By embracing the core principles of responsible innovation, UK business leaders can better explore sector-specific opportunities and emerging trends without compromising on citizens' trust. Find out more at ey.ai.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate? And how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Despite questions over Israel's allegations, UNRWA dismissed the 12 people accused of being involved in the attack, and various countries paused their funding to the aid agency. But Chris Gunness, the former UNRWA spokesperson, thinks the international mood has begun to shift.
What's happening is that the news management is unravelling, and donors, incidentally, who defunded UNRWA on the basis of these allegations are now coming back to UNRWA in quite significant numbers, though UNRWA clearly needs more.
Canada, Austria, Sweden, and the EU have reinstated their funding. Saudi Arabia has announced further funding.
Britain has yet to announce it's going to formally come back to UNRWA. They will find themselves on the wrong side of history. They will find themselves accused of complicity in genocide and in starvation.
The World Health Organization and other UN organizations have made it clear that there is starvation in Gaza today.
It will take hold. And, you know, starvation, food security, is not a light bulb you can turn on and off. Once it sets in, you can't just stop it in its tracks. It takes months and months to stop. So make no doubt about it. As a result of these defunding and as a result of the Israeli blockade and the strangulation of aid going into Gaza, hundreds of thousands of people will slip into starvation.
Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. Today's episode was written and mixed by Imi Harper.
Tortoise. Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate? And how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. This podcast is sponsored by EY. The risks posed by AI range from bias in decision-making to misinformation and the misuse of personal information, all at an unprecedented scale. Nearly a quarter of UK businesses understand that the regulatory landscape is changing fast, and nearly half are tracking new regulatory guidance to be responsive to emerging best practice. The EY Responsible AI Service helps organisations innovate safely, providing confidence that AI and generative AI technologies are developed and managed ethically, transparently, and sustainably, and that potential regulatory and reputational risks are identified and mitigated. Discover how you can create a better working world with AI by going to ey.ai.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.